Yeah, well, there has been this has been flagged up for maybe 10, 15 more years. Footpath and the coming on the Letterkenny Road and just in order, and it's good to see that work's actually started. It's after many, many false starts, and it began maybe 10, 15 years ago. There's a lot of disagreement as to who was responsible. It's unfinished estates and so on and so forth, and contractors. And as I say, eventually we turned and thrown and different funding was identified, and then it fell through. And eventually then it was agreed the design was done, but then the next thing then was the work started up at Capri on the Donegal Road down into Balbuffet, and the work started in the bridge in Stornoway, and obviously businesses and the people then were annoyed at all the traffic controls, and again it was put back, and then obviously we had the COVID the last 2 years and people not working. But the good news is slow but sure, the job has now started, and this is a particularly dangerous part, as anybody knows, where you come into Stornoway from Letterkenny and at Ard Moran there. There's no great hard shoulder or grass verge. There's nowhere at all for people to walk. Extremely dangerous. But the footpath has worked, has started now, and it goes out to a cluster of houses there just out the Letterkenny Road. And as I say, slow but sure, but work has started and it'll be finished in a few weeks now with that footpath.
Residents particularly themselves will be delighted when this work is taking place. You've said before that they had been complaining and highlighting that they couldn't effectively walk into the town centre safely.
No, and this is just, as I say, on the edge of town, and like obviously we've seen footpaths and pathways and greenways being developed all over the place, and residents rightly so are saying, well, what about us that are living in the town, be it on the edge of town, and what about our services and our roads and our footpaths and safety? And as I say, that road is particularly dangerous. There's no escape route, as I say. There are high ditches and no grass verge. There's nowhere to jump to, and that road never settles. So you have that traffic coming from Sligo, Donegal Town, into Belfast, and on to Letterkenny and Derry, and then vice versa coming back. Like, so that road's busy up to even 8 o'clock at night. It never settles, and that's 7 days a week. And, you know, at when you see people trying to walk along it, now it is dangerous. So, look, everybody, it's a long time coming, but it's certainly very, very welcomed. And obviously, there's a lot of other jobs now that, like,